her family, her grandmother, they was originally, they're Pennsylvania Dutch. Her family was a Pennsylvania Dutch. And they originally came from back east. And her mother's, well, her grandmother, husband was killed. And so she took her children in a wagon and moved and homesteaded in Kansas, you see. And then my mother's mother died when she was 11, so her grandmother raised her.
Sounds like quite a woman.
And then they had, she had two uncles, which was my great uncles. And my mother always had somebody to take care of. Uncle Wes lived with us till he was 96 and died. Mm-hmm. My grandfather would come and live with us. I had an uncle that get out of work, he'd come live with us. Mm-hmm. Plus the Raleigh man would stay all night, or anybody that came to your house in the evening stayed all night, or anybody that came stayed for dinner. Mm-hmm. And when I married George, up here on the river, of course, it was different life completely. It's just like another state when you moved from the dry land to the river land. And I, you know, one of the neighbors would come maybe around 11, and I'd ask him to stay for dinner, and he'd say, well, we don't do that here, you know. But it was such a habit. And then maybe somebody would come and visit us, you know, and I'd say, well, won't you stay all night? And he'd get so embarrassed. Like, he said, we don't ask people to stay all night, you know. Mm-hmm. But from childhood, that had always happened at home, you know. Yes. And it just naturally came out.
Yeah. Did, just another couple questions about your mother. What was her educational background?
Well, my father met her. I don't really know her educational background, but she was a teacher in the Indian reservation down in Oklahoma. And he met her there is where he met my mother.
Okay.
She was teaching in the Indian school. But her total background of education, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I don't think it was great, really. I doubt she went through high school.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember her saying anything about graduating.
No, those self-taught people, yeah.
So
she worked earlier as a teacher, but once they moved out here, she worked on the farm.
She worked in the house. She never, my family, the women never worked out. If we wanted to go ride horses and things like that, we did. But we had five brothers, older brothers, and they did all the outdoor work. We didn't do any outdoor work.
Mm-hmm.
When we lived on the ranch.
What, your father's name, what was his name?
Steve Stephanus.
Now, where would his family have been from originally? That's an interesting
Name. His family was from Missouri, northern Missouri, and he and his brother ran away from home when he was 14, and he went to Colorado to Cripple Creek.
Right.
And they worked in the mines and places like that in an early age. And then he went back to Oklahoma, and that's where he met my mother. And then later, when her grandmother died, they settled in on the place of her grandmother's.
Let's see.
And but his family, we have his history that goes clear back, and his family was indentures when they came to United States. Family was indentures. And then we have...
Where were they from in Europe, do you know?
England, I think, yes, from England.
And your mother's family, they were from...
Holland.
They were from Holland.
Uh-huh. But he also, one of his family, I think, signed the Declaration of Independence.
Really?
And were associated with Clark and Lewis.
Mm. Mm.
So it goes back to way
Clark.
Back there.
Yeah. Well, the last name is right. That's it. Yeah.
And one of the, I think it was my great grandfather, had been in the army and